they'd be just them two little plows that would be running up there, and it wouldn't pull so hard. You see, you could take a team of mules or a pair of mules and go out there and go ahead and do your plowing, where it'd kill them if you had to put, because your big plow, always your centifer or runs in your middle, it's a big plow, a big sweep, in other words, you see. And if the ground is packed hard, been a lot of rain like it has now, and it gets dry, that ground will be real hard. And it just pulls your mules plumb to death if you didn't go out there and centifer it first. Or run the middles, or whatever you might want to call it. And I always call it running middles, we did. But some of them called it centiferring, you see.
Where would the horses be walking then?
Well, they'd walk in the middle on that, you see. They'd have to walk in the middle. They didn't walk on the bed only whenever you was planting. That's the only time that they walked on top of the bed. The rest of the time they walked in the middle.
Do you ever hear of a lead horse or
nigh
horse?
Yeah, a lead horse. Now that's where you have more than one team hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
See, there'd be lead horses. Like some of them use six, maybe it had to take six horses to pull a wagon or a load. And it'd be your lead team or lead horse would be out in front. They put them out in the front. Mm-hmm. And your wheel horses would be next to there, and then your middle horses, you see, your middle team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen them with six of them to them that way. And I've seen this road out here when it's taken two mules to two wheels of a wagon to get over it. Now, I've seen it that bad. You might not believe that, but I'm not exaggerating or telling you anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, way back yonder in the 30s, it was 32 or 33. I believe it was in 32 when it got so bad here.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't have any roads, no gravel or anything on these roads. And we live right over yonder, what we call the place.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 3 miles over there. And we live down a lane. You come down the main road and then you turn off and went down a lane about a quarter of a mile. See.
What's
a
lane like?
Well, that's just a place that comes up to the house. The road that comes down to the house. They call them lanes, see. Mm-hmm. Fence on each side of pastures here, and it just made a lane. You see, you quit the public road and come down your private lane, down to your house, you see. Well, anyway, we lived down there in 32, and it come all the worstest cold spell I ever seen, I believe. And it rained, and it snowed, and it froze, and it done everything. And when that all thawed up, boy, you just couldn't go anywhere. The bottom just was out of everything. I seen cows. Just 8 and 10 of them bogged down, walking along, just bogged down. We have to go down there and dig them out and roll them over to get them out of there, see. And down here on this hill, go down to the creek down here, way from Emerson, towards Emerson. I seen a Caterpillar tractor bogged down, couldn't even go down there. It started up that hill. It was going to bring it up there, pull somebody out, and it wouldn't pull it, see. Well, you know you can turn them things around and around, just like that, see, they just go around and around. Well, he got seen, he's going to get stuck, and he started going around and around trying to get out, and he bore himself down where he up to the seat where he was at. Where, you know, it was just that soft. He thought he could dig down to hard ground, and then he could go. But it was just soaked down, it wouldn't go, see, and he's about halfway up that hill. And then we had to go to the store. Most of the time, we tried laying enough groceries for them kind of spells. You had to back there in them days, you see. Yeah, but we got short on something, had to go to the store. And we hooked the team, the two wheels, took the wagon apart, and hooked the two wheels of the wagon, and we cut through the woods.
How can you have it running on two wheels?
Well, you see, the tongue, the wagon, the hind wheels, is put on by a coupling pole, what they call a coupling pole. In other words, it's got what they call hams.
Mm-hmm.
It's made just like this, and it comes back to the hind wheels, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And up here it has a piece of metal, and they bolt this thing together.
Mm-hmm.
To these hams, it comes back to the axle on it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave a place about, well, it's 2 inches wide and 4 inches, 2 inches deep and 4 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the coupling pole. See what the... In other words, for this